Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time now to go behind enemy lines. Brought to you by Acadian Windows, the official window company of the Houdat Nation. Mark Grotee joining us now. Of course, he is the
Bears. Sounds like he's from Louisiana.
Sideline reporter for 670 The Score in Chicago. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great, and yeah, I mean, when you say it like that, Mark Grotee, that does have a little bit of
French,
a
yes.
twinge to it. You know what? For this interview, let's just go with it. I'm from New Orleans.
Well, I know you got some inside scoop on the Bears, and where are the Bears at? Obviously, a disappointing start to the season. You're on the big stage, 100-year anniversary, NFL. You're kicking it off Thursday night, and you scored 3 points at home. I mean, I know the Packers' defense has gotten better, but they're not that much better. Are the Bears fans disgruntled with their offense? Because it seems like the defense is still getting it done.
Yes, Bears fans are disgruntled with their offense. And if you want to go back to that Green Bay game, as a matter of fact, the Bears fans, this is week one, Bears fans booing the offense after a while because time after time after time that the offense was totally and completely inept. And, you know, part of the reason was, as you mentioned, you know, the 100th year, there was this massive, massive buildup to that game. This offseason was very rowdy in terms of the Bears' noise and the excitement level. I mean, it was at 10, you know, because the expectation levels for the Bears are Super Bowl or bust pretty much. And then they came out and laid an egg offensively. Bears fans were booing, and it really hasn't gotten much better throughout the rest of this year. They so far in, you know, through five games, whatever, however you want to spin it, the offense has taken a step back so far.
Who would Bears fans rather at quarterback, Chase Daniel or Mitchell Trubisky?
I think it's still Mitchell Trubisky. It's definitely a worthy question. I think that you saw, or Bears fans got a chance to see, obviously, Chase Daniel, you know, come in and play fairly well against Minnesota. He only got the ball in the end zone one time, but was able to get the team into at least scoring position to kick field goals. But then against Oakland, he threw a very costly interception at the end of the game. And I think that that's where the sort of the backup quarterback, you know, magic, the backup quarterback stimulant wore off for Bears fans. And I think they know that as much as Trubisky has struggled this year. There's, again, no way to spin it. He has struggled. He has not been as good as I think he can be. He's still the better option at quarterback than your backup, Chase Daniel, who is a backup for a reason.
Now, Mark, what is the mindset of the fans right now? You know, you got to have luck with injuries and all that, and losing arguably your best offensive lineman in Kyle Long, and now we're familiar because he could be that disruptive, Akeem Hicks. So how do you think that affects the team? You know, usually Vegas, they look at a point spread, whatever, they look at the quarterback. But to me, that seems pretty significant, that the injury now being put on IR, that being Kyle Long and Akeem Hicks.
Yeah, you know what? Akeem Hicks is the Bears' second-best defensive player behind Akeem Hicks. And, you know, some people would say that, you know, last year his season was maybe just as good as what Khalil Mack did. Just, you know, maybe not as splashy because Khalil Mack is Khalil Mack. Akeem Hicks is incredibly important. That's a step back for this team. They've got guys that are good along that defensive line to step in for them, but they're not great. And I think that you can put, at this point, you could put Hicks in that category of great. So it's going to be a challenge to replace him for the next 8 weeks at least. And you guys know that, you know, Hicks, having come from the New Orleans organization, quite frankly, he does have a little chip on his shoulder for the Saints. You know, that's the team
right.
that he was raised by, right? And he wanted to come out and show something. So that's a big break for New Orleans, I think, for a lot of reasons, because he was going to be extra motivated for sure. And then Kyle Long, you asked about him too. Look, Kyle Long has, you know, he's a tour, I can't remember if he's a three-time Pro Bowler with the Bears. He had a lot of success early in his career, but unfortunately for Kyle, every single year, the last 3 years, he has ended up on injured reserve. So it's been this incredibly disappointing career, towards the end anyway, for this guy. And, I feel bad for him because he's a physical specimen. When he is healthy, he is extremely talented. He did not look good on the field this year, and that I think the injuries have been causal to that. I mean, I think it's one of those cases where, you know, sometimes we say, I think, you know, he's not playing well, he must be injured. Well, I think this was the case. And, you know, that might be it for Kyle Long with the Bears and maybe in the NFL. We'll see. But nothing has been confirmed in that regard. But it's too bad for Kyle Long because he's a great dude and had some great moments with the Bears.
Now, Mark, when you look at all phases, obviously everyone knows about the Bears defense. You look at the Saints defense the last 3 weeks, and now they're finally in, you know, top 10, being number 10. And you look offense, defense, but special teams. Usually the Saints, boy, they've had an advantage. When you consider the directional punting with Thomas Morstead and the consistency of Will Lutz. Now, but I'm looking at the Bears. I was like, whoa, I didn't realize they were that good. Now, we're all excited. Deontay Harris is averaging 10 yards a punt return, sixth best. But then I'm looking at Cohen, number one in the NFL, right at 15 yards. And Patterson, we all know from him in the past, can return kickoffs if it's not, I think even at 6 or 7 yard deep, he might take it out. So that could be those hidden yards that I know Coach Payton's always aware of that, you know, you don't realize where you're starting drives and all that. But that's something I know the Saints pay attention to. So boy, the Bears are about as good as it gets as far as a challenge when you're in those special teams meetings.
Yeah, and, you know, it's funny, special teams for the Bears was the story in the offseason. And when I say special teams, I should just say one guy, and that was the field goal kicker, who is Eddie Pinheiro, with all the outrage from the Bears getting, you know, ousted from the playoffs by a field goal. You guys had your moment, we know, and I'm sure the angst that you guys felt over a bad call, the Bears had angst over a missed field goal. And it owned the offseason. Eddie Pinheiro has been pretty good, although he's been banged up a little bit. I think he's back to 100% this week against the Saints, which means he's back on kickoffs as well, field goal attempts. And Pat O'Donnell, who does have a booming leg as their punter, will just be punting and punting only. But you're right, the Bears have a couple of terrific threats. You know, Tariq Cohen is a, you know, one big run back, but has not gotten in the end zone yet this year. He's always dangerous no matter where you put that guy on the field. Tariq Cohen, he hasn't really gotten going offensively, but when returning punts, you always got to account for him. You know, unfortunately, the way it is in the NFL these days with all the touchbacks, Cordell Patterson has not really gotten going as far as the kickoffs. It just feels like he's on a knee most of the time. But you nailed it. I mean, Patterson is one of the best in the NFL when he does get a chance. And I feel like he's getting to the point where even if he is 5-6 yards back in that end zone or in the middle of the end zone, you might see him taking it out.
Now, Mark, what do you think? Obviously, it's not inclement weather. I mean, you can enlighten me if I'm wrong. Will it be a nice fall football day? And all I know is I kind of look at it. I'm looking at the Jaguars game, and it seems like the Bears play this kind of game that it's in the teens, considering what they're averaging 17.5 points and they give it up 14. So do you see a 17-13 type game, 2017? And if that's the case, one thing I've been impressed with the Bears, number one in the league, tied for number one. They've only had four giveaways. So I'm looking at right now what they plus six in that turnover margin. So I think if the Saints are plus one, I just think whether, you know, what even without Drew Brees or Alvin Kamara, we don't know his status, that that could be a winning formula against the Bears if the Saints could end up on that plus side in the turnover margin.
Yeah, you know, I was I'm looking at a forecast right now. Luckily, I got my laptop right here, and it's actually supposed to be a pretty nice day. So that would portend, well, I guess for both teams, really. Right. The dirty little secret around here is that, you know, even though the Bears probably played better in cold weather than other teams coming in, they hate the cold too. It's not like these guys are from, most of them are from Chicago, you know. Most of these Bears players are from warmer climates, so, you know, they're going to talk about bear weather and all that kind of stuff, but they hate it too. So it's supposed to be around 61 degrees, and it says sunshine as well, low 55, so it's not going to be too bad.
It'd be football weather.
That's football weather, exactly. So I think that, you know, that said, I think it's, you know, I don't see the weather, at least according to it right now, and weather does change on a dime here in Chicago. But, you know, based on it right now, I think that it's pretty neutral. I don't think there's going to be a Bears advantage when it comes to that. I will say, though, that like one game last year where it was super nasty and cold, a little bit rainy, and the Rams came into town on a, you know, a prime time game, and the Rams did look cold. Like, they looked like they had no interest in being there. The Rams, I think, were the better team, but the Bears won on that night. So typically the Bears can outplay teams in the cold, but I don't see that being an advantage either way. It looks pretty neutral to me for your Saints.
Mark Grote, Bears sideline reporter for 670, the Score in Chicago. Mark, here's the interesting thing. Even if it was snowing, if snow was in the forecast or it was going to be cold, the way the Saints defense is playing, that stuff travels well. So I guess I wouldn't be as unnerved by that because of how the Saints defense has played, in particular the last 3 weeks.
I'm looking forward to seeing what the Saints team looks like and the five wins, and a lot of people starting to say that, at least right now, you know, the Saints are possibly the best team in the NFC, a team that obviously has Teddy Bridgewater at quarterback, but eventually you'll get your MVP quarterback back in there. We're gonna get to be treated to two very good defenses this week. And I think one of you guys said 17-13. I think that warm weather or cold weather, that's a pretty good score for this game because you're gonna have two inspired defenses for sure.
Mark Grote, good stuff. We appreciate it, man. Thank you.
You're welcome, guys. Talk to you soon.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.